As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, October 24th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Can generative artificial intelligence, programs like Bard, ChatGPT, DALL-E, or Stable Diffusion, really create something new, or reason its way to an answer? That's part of a fierce debate going on in the industry. And not having a definitive answer, that creates risks and challenges for developing the AI further. Our tech columnist Christopher Mims is going to join us to explain what led us to this point and how researchers are thinking about their next steps. But first, we're exclusively reporting SpaceX has signed a deal to launch up to 4 of Europe's flagship navigation satellites, known as Galileo satellites, into orbit. European officials have been reluctant to use the Elon Musk-led company because they didn't want to depend on a U.S. business. The European Commission and European member states still need to approve the deal. Officials say that's likely to happen before the end of the year. SpaceX didn't respond to a request for comment. A spokesman for the European Commission said it's taking, quote, all necessary steps for the Galileo project. Another of Musk's companies, Tesla, has received subpoenas from the Justice Department, which is investigating the electric vehicle maker for a range of issues. According to a regulatory filing, federal prosecutors have sought information about personal benefits, related parties, vehicle range, and personnel decisions. The Justice Department is also requesting documents related to the company's driver assistance technology, known as Autopilot. Last year, we reported that the Securities and Exchange Commission and federal prosecutors were investigating whether Tesla misled consumers and investors about its Autopilot. It follows a series of crashes involving the feature. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. In its regulatory filing, Tesla said that to its knowledge, no government agency in any ongoing investigation has concluded any wrongdoing occurred. Dropping out of college to pursue a career in tech isn't a new concept. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg are among tech's famous dropouts. But now a new cohort of teens and 20-somethings are beginning to feel that, in the era of AI, waiting until they graduate might mean missing out on opportunities. Our reporter Lindsay Ellis has been talking to young entrepreneurs about what made them abandon higher education for startup life.
Many entrepreneurs told me that the trigger point for them was when they got that key investment or when they got into a startup accelerator. That made the decision quite easy. There was also a factor of timeliness too. They are keenly aware of the potential for this technology to automate some jobs or portions of some jobs. And so quite a few people told me, I would rather not have my job automated away. I would rather have some agency here.
To hear more from Lindsay, check out the WSJ's Your Money Briefing podcast. And finally, this is a big week for tech earnings. Google parent Alphabet and Microsoft both release their third quarter figures today. Amazon and Meta will go later this week. These companies, together with Apple, NVIDIA, and Tesla, are members of the so-called Magnificent Seven, which is responsible for lifting the S&P 500 this year. Big tech has long been a winning trade for investors, and these mega-cap tech names are already delivering big profit. But our markets reporter Karen Langley says investors are still willing to punish the stocks if they don't meet expectations.
Tesla a few days ago missed expectations for sales and earnings, and its stock dropped more than 9% in a single trading day. Investors are going to be listening closely to what companies have to say about a couple topics in particular. One of those is artificial intelligence. Investors are really going to be listening closely for signs that companies are able to start turning excitement about artificial intelligence into profits. And then separately, for example, Apple is facing some restrictions on its its business in China, which is a big market, and Amazon and Google are facing antitrust claims. Those might not be topics that the companies choose to talk about in their quarterly calls. Investors will certainly be all ears for any indications that the companies do give about them.
Coming up, AI may seem like it's already grown leaps and bounds, but researchers say in many ways they're still just tinkering and figuring out how it works. We'll explain what that means for future developments when we come back.
The Wheel, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From the horse-drawn carriage to a rover on Mars. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
We talk a lot on this show about what AI can do, but how does it come up with its responses? In other words, how does it think? Well, that's something even experts are still working on. And it's one reason our tech columnist Christopher Mims says not all these systems are ready for prime time. Christopher is with us now to talk about this. So tell us more about how you reached that conclusion.
So a lot of today's AI, it's incredibly primitive. The engines that made possible the generative AI, which makes possible these large language models like GPT-4 and Bard and all of those, you can write out the code to rough out the basics of that engine in a couple pages. And so mathematically, it's very simplistic. And it's sort of a miracle, even to those who've created it, that it works. And so where we are now is that scientists and engineers are in a position where they have to go back and explain why it works. It's kind of like how physicists looked at the steam engine and they were like, we're going to have to invent a whole new physics to understand how this works and how to improve it.
What's the risk, though, of not knowing where it's going or how it works?
One of the challenges with current AI is that if we don't understand it, we don't have a very good idea about how to improve it. And that's puts us in kind of a desperate situation in a couple of different ways. One is the power consumption and the money consumption of these AIs is pretty fantastical right now. So we really are in dire straits where we need to better understand these systems so that we can make them more efficient and more capable as well, and less likely to harm us through things like hallucination, which is where AIs just make stuff up.
Talk to me a little bit about the reasoning and the thinking that AI can do. There seems to be some debate about whether or not AI is actually reasoning when it comes up with its conclusions.
Yeah, there's this ferocious debate right now among experts, where on one extreme, you have people calling AI just stochastic parrots, which just means like just a random regurgitator of information. And then on the other extreme, you have people who are like, we're pretty close to artificial general intelligence. The truth lies somewhere in the middle, probably closer to the stochastic parrot crowd. And a lot of what AI does now that seems kind of amazing and creative or logical is probably just a product of the fact that these big AIs, these generative AIs we're working with now, they just have so much knowledge stuffed into them that whenever you're asking them a question that might seem like a synthesis question or a reasoning question, or you're asking it to like pass the bar or whatever, it's just regurgitating stuff that it already knows. People call it spicy autocomplete. I just think of it as a better search engine.
I like spicy autocomplete.
Yeah, but some have pointed out that these generative AIs can do things that really are not in their training data. So they might be able to, with some coaxing, multiply 2 4-digit numbers together, you know, and demonstrably this isn't in their training data. Others have shown that if you train them in the right way, they'll develop basic models of, let's say, a game that they've learned to play. So it seems like these fairly primitive models do have some ability to carry out logical operations, to reason, in a sense, at a very, very primitive level.
If we don't know what could come of this, if we don't know what developments are possibly next, how are the people who make these tools thinking about improving them, thinking about moving forward at all?
A lot of what folks are trying to do now is, in a sense, make AIs that are narrower, that are more purpose-built. So let's say you need an AI that can help you make the battery in your electric vehicle have more range. And that AI is sort of married to a physics-based database of what we know about how batteries actually work. And so these purpose-built AIs, that's kind of where the future utility is going to be wrung out of these systems.
Christopher, how are the people who are building these large language models thinking about AI's reasoning capabilities and its future?
One researcher at Google I spoke to, at Google Research actually, said, look, here's some incontrovertible evidence that these AIs are capable of primitive reasoning, you know, however elementary it might be. Researchers I've talked to elsewhere are like, I don't think there's any reasoning going on. I think they just have tons of data that they've memorized that we don't even know about. So it's unclear. The big companies that have built the really large models are focused on not losing money and are focused on reaching profitability. It's not clear that they can do that, frankly, with their current models.
It sounds like one of the things that you're saying is that maybe we don't need AI that's so much smarter than us. We need AI that can do one thing and do it well at a maybe a human level, and we'll just need multiple versions of those.
The way I would put it is maybe we don't need AIs that are so generally capable. Why are we asking, you know, an AI that could pass the bar exam to help draft social media posts for us? We're hitting every nail with a giant crane. We're just trying to demolish the problem through brute force. But hopefully the future AIs that are more specialized are just a lot more efficient.
That was our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. And that's it for this edition of Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by me, your host, Zoe Thomas, with supervising producer, Melanie Roy. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, you can find more tech stories from the Wall Street Journal at WSJ.com.